time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Union City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for mostly sunny skies today, a slight chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 95, but heat index as high as 106 today, a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low around 70. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. Illinois State Police released details of a two-vehicle crash in northern Wayne County Friday afternoon that resulted in two fatalities and injured three other people. The accident occurred at 3:30 p.m. at the intersection of Route 45 and Wayne County Road 2200 North. According to police, a 2010 Chrysler van driven by 22-year-old Olivia Flexter of Clay City was traveling south on Route 45 near Wayne County Road 2200 North, and a 2020 Volvo truck tractor semi driven by 29-year-old Patrick DeBorey of Clinton, Iowa, was traveling north at the same location. Flexter attempted to turn east onto 2200 North in front of Glory's semi, causing the semi to hit the rear of the van, causing the van to leave the roadway to the east and hit a tree. A passenger in Flexter's vehicle, 61-year-old Evelyn Flexter of Clay City, was pronounced dead at the scene. A second passenger, an 8-year-old girl, was flown to a regional hospital and later pronounced dead. Olivia Flexter and two other passengers in her vehicle, a 3-year-old male and a 4-year-old female, were flown to a regional hospital with life-threatening injuries. There were no passengers in DeBorey's semi, and he was not injured. Police said the crash was under investigation, and no further information was immediately available. The driver of the van, 22-year-old Olivia Flexter, was cited for failure to yield right-of-way. More news after this break.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield to remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy-efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you're a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchase a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at WayneWhiteCoop.com. Here's What's Going On. The Fairfield Public Pool will be holding a free swim on Saturday, July 30th, from 1 until 5 p.m. The event is free for all to attend and is being sponsored by the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce. And Fairfield First Baptist Church will be holding Vacation Bible School for children ages 3 through 6th grade, Monday, August 1st through Thursday, August the 4th. A light meal will be served at 5:30 with classes starting at 6 p.m. For more information, call 842-3764.
As of this morning, the Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting a total of 3,528,282 cases of the coronavirus in the state and 34,309 total deaths. Online reports indicated Wayne County has had 67 new cases within the past week and one new hospitalization. Clay County had 54 new cases and one new hospitalization, and Jefferson County had 127 new cases and two new hospitalizations. The report said 58 counties in the state are at the high community level for COVID cases and 36 are at the medium community level. Marion County dropped from the high to moderate community level. As of this past Thursday night, 1,453 people in the state were reported to be in the hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 145 were in the ICU and 46 were on ventilators. Illinois State Police at the District 13 Post, headquartered at DuQuoin, investigated an accident this past Wednesday involving two Mill Shoals residents. The accident occurred on Illinois Route 37 just south of Kellville Road in Williamson County. The identity of those involved were not released by police. However, according to a state police Facebook post, a 70-year-old Carterville, Illinois male was driving a 2012 Isuzu truck north on Route 37 just south of Kellville Road. A 2006 Freightliner truck tractor semi driven by a 62-year-old male from Mill Shoals and a 1985 International truck tractor semi driven by a 65-year-old male from Mill Shoals for traveling southbound at the same location. For unknown reasons, the truck crossed the center line and hit the side of the 2006 semi and then the front of the 1985 semi. The impact caused the 1985 semi to leave the roadway to the right and overturn. The driver of the truck and the passenger, a 44-year-old male from Carterville, Illinois, were pronounced dead at the scene by the Williamson County coroner. The driver of the 2006 semi, the 62-year-old male from Mill Shoals, was not hurt. The driver of the 1985 semi, the 65-year-old male from Mill Shoals, was flown to a regional hospital with life-threatening injuries. The crash resulted in the highway being shut down for about 5 hours Wednesday. The crash was reported just before 9:15 Wednesday morning. The Edwards County Equine Show was held this past Friday. The senior showmanship winner was Natalie Shelby, who received a trophy donated by Bailey Enterprises Incorporated. The novice division belt buckle, donated by Bunning Quarter Horse, Don and Nancy Bunning, was awarded to Alyssa Smith. Thanks went out to Judge Regan Wright from Mount Carmel for judging the show, and to Dustin Hawkins Integrity Real Estate for providing the sound system for that event. In other news, authorities are investigating the crash of a small plane Saturday afternoon near Centralia that killed one person and injured another. According to the Centralia Fire Protection District, a small single-engine plane crashed into a swimming pool around 12:43 Saturday afternoon at a home in the 1500 block of Woods Lane. That's less than a mile from the Centralia Municipal Airport. One occupant of the plane was pronounced dead at the scene, while a second was airlifted from a nearby landing spot to a regional hospital. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. The plane's destination was not known. Drought conditions in Illinois improved over the past week. Kim Howard has more.
Thanks to last weekend's rains, the latest U.S. drought monitor shows some relief in affected areas of the state, says state climatologist Trent Ford.
Most places got beneficial rain last weekend, with the highest totals in far northern and south central Illinois. Areas in Winnebago, Boone, Clay, and Effingham counties picked up between 3 and 5 inches on Sunday, and outside of those heavy spots, many places got an additional 1 to 2 inches. Unfortunately, the driest part of the state got much less, with parts of Piatt, Champaign, and Vermilion counties picking up less than half an inch total.
The drought monitor still shows severe drought conditions in east central Illinois and moderate drought in northeast and far southern Illinois. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A couple of events going on today. The Fairfield Public Swimming Pool holding a free swim today from 1 to 5 p.m. The event is free for all to attend and is being sponsored by Journey. And the Northside Baptist Church hosting a community swim night tonight from 5 until 8 p.m. The meal will be at 5 p.m. with the swimming starting at 6, and Tropical Snow will be there at 7:30. The event is free and open to the public. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Quality roofing that lasts at least almost half a century? You can have it with a metal roof from Graber Post. Metal roofing saves you money on energy bills and improves the resale value of your property. And Graber Post metal roofs can give you 40 years or more of lasting quality. If you have metal roofing questions, find the answers and your perfect design at GraberPost.com. Metal Roofing, the answer for your roofing needs. Find out more at GraberPost.com.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Carmi resident Gerald Bussey Wayne May died Friday at St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville. Surviving are his wife, Annabelle May of Carmi, children Jerry May of Plain City, Ohio, Kenny May of Carmi, and Jimmy May of Manchester, Tennessee, 11 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, and friends. Funeral services for Gerald May will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, burial at Kirkendall Cemetery in Carmi, visitation from 11 a.m. Monday till the time of service at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, Contributions can be made in Gerald's memory to the Crossville Church of Christ and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. 99-year-old Browns resident Parthenia Kathleen Nelson passed away July 18th at the home of her son and daughter-in-law, Dwight and Renita Nelson. Surviving are her children, Carol Krajak of Gales Ferry, Connecticut, Norma Keener of Houston, Texas, Dwight Nelson of Browns, Carlene Lambert of Albion, and a daughter-in-law, Mona Nelson of Madison, Wisconsin, 11 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren also survived. Graveside services for Parthenia Kathleen Nelson will be held at Antioch Cemetery in Cowling Wednesday morning at 10 with casual dress. The service will be officiated by Pastor Gary Underwood, the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion, in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old Harrisburg resident, formerly of Broughton, Thomas Estes Tom Golson, died Wednesday at SIH Heron Hospital in Heron, Illinois. Surviving are a son, Harold Golson of Evansville, a daughter, Tammy Hosick of Evansville, 4 grandsons, a great-grandson and great-granddaughter, 5 sisters, Barb Fritz of McKinney, Texas, Dolores Elder of Grayville, Velva Kaffenberger of Evansville, Joyce Robinson of St. Louis, and Vicki Golson of Evansville, a brother Bill Golson of Harrisburg, and several nieces and nephews. There will be no formal services for Thomas Estes Tom Golson. The Golson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 75-year-old McLeansboro resident Everett Leslie Moore died Thursday at Ascension St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville. Surviving are his wife Mary Ann Moore of McLeansboro, 2 daughters Carla Tucker of McLeansboro and Karen Davis of McLeansboro, 2 sons, Christopher Moore of McLeansboro and Kenny Moore of Carmi. They also adopted 2 grandsons. Also surviving, a brother, Earl Leonard Moore of Newburgh, Indiana, and a sister, Vicki, or rather, Vida Dial of McLeansboro. Several grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild also survived, along with several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Everett Leslie Moore will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation from 5 until 7 p.m. Monday at the Golson Funeral Home. Interment will follow the funeral service at Concord Cemetery in McLeansboro, with military rites provided by the Marion National Guard Honors Team and the McLeansboro American Legion Post 106. 93-year-old Albion resident Alice E. Mason died July 21st at her home. Graveside services will be at 2 p.m. today at Graceland Cemetery. Friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made in her memory to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Nail's Funeral Home in Albion, in charge of the arrangements. 68-year-old Flora resident, formerly of Clay City, Danette Stanley, died Thursday at Ascension St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville. A funeral ceremony will be held at 10 a.m. Monday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Clay City Cemetery. Visitation from 5 to 7 this evening at the funeral home. Memorials are suggested to Clay County Cancer Crusaders and will be accepted through the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 81-year-old Carmi resident Eleanor Jo Taylor Rankin died Wednesday at her home. Visitation and funeral will be Monday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation at 10 a.m. and funeral at noon. Burial will be in White County Memorial Gardens west of Carmi. Memorials may be made to the SIC Foundation, Men's Basketball, care of the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi, or mailed directly to the SIC Foundation, Men's Basketball, 3575 College Drive in Harrisburg. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Herbert Herbie Allen Fenton died at 1227 Wednesday morning at his home. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly
at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
If you're hungry for some delicious Deep South barbecue, then go down to the Big Deal store at WFIWradio.com and purchase the $20 gift certificate for only $14. We call it America's pastime, the great game of baseball. In Cardinals Nation, it's the fabric of our community. It's the Gas House game. Stan the Man, the old redhead, Ozzy, Yachty, Waino, and now Arenado. Cardinals baseball is part of what makes us, us. St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Cardinal baseball and real country music here on 105.9 WOKZ Fairview.
Here's your sports update. Major League Baseball yesterday. St. Louis beat Cincinnati 6-3. In 10 innings, the Cubs over Philadelphia 6-2. Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox in a doubleheader, winning the first game 7-4 and the second game 5-4. Minnesota over Detroit 8-4. Pittsburgh over Miami 1-0. Baltimore beat the Yankees 6-3. Milwaukee over Colorado 9-4. San Diego beat the New York Mets 2-1. Kansas City over Tampa Bay 6-3. The Dodgers over San Francisco 4-2. Atlanta beat the LA Angels 7-2. Arizona over Washington 7-2. Oakland beat Texas 3-1. Houston over Seattle 3-1. And Toronto beat Boston 4-1. In the WNBA, New York over Chicago 83-80. Las Vegas over Los Angeles 84-66. NASCAR racing Saturday, the Xfinity race at Pocono. Noah Gregson the winner, Ty Gibbs the second, and Josh Berry third. Cup Series races today at 2 p.m. on the USA Network. Denny Hamlin on the pole. Major League Baseball scheduled today. The St. Louis Cardinals finished their series in Cincinnati today. Game time at 12:40. It can be heard on WOKZ 105.9. Coverage beginning at 11:45 a.m. Also today, the Cubs are at Philadelphia, Cleveland at the Chicago White Sox, the LA Angels at Atlanta, Miami at Pittsburgh, New York Yankees at Baltimore, Toronto at Boston, Minnesota at Detroit, Colorado is at Milwaukee, Tampa Bay at Kansas City, Texas at Oakland, Houston at Seattle, San Francisco at the Los Angeles Dodgers, Washington is at Arizona, and the late game tonight, San Diego at the New York Mets. That's your sports update.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney, and after Cincinnati won the first game in the series on Friday night, last night the Cardinals were able to score 6 runs and support Steven Matz, who returned from the injured list, only to leave the game after 5 1/3 with a sore knee, but Matz was the winner as the Cardinals beat the Reds 6-3.
Steven Matz was terrific. 7 strikeouts along the way. You rolled the ankle, which created the knee strain. But, John, if they can keep him healthy, boy, that's going to be an added plus to this rotation.
The Cardinals featured a 3-run fourth inning with back-to-back home runs by Tyler O'Neill and Paul Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt had 2 hits in the game, so did Tyler O'Neill, and Nolan Arenado, with 2 doubles and a single, turned in a big night.
Well, you had the middle of the order that contributed, and even though they had that big contribution, they stranded 13 runners and were able to get away with it.
And the Cardinals will go for the series win behind right-hander All-Star Miles Michaelis, 7-7, against right-hander Tyler Malley, 3-7. We're on the air with our pregame show at 11:45 this morning. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Fairfield area weather, a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. today. Mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon, a high of 95. Heat index as high as 106. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 70. Monday, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms, a high of 81. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 87. Wednesday, showers likely, thunderstorms possible, a high of 87. Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, a high of 82. Friday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, Friday's high 79. Present Fairfield temperature is 79.